Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother, 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 brother. My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something? That spring stampede we're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Pretty heavy.
I'm saying
on you
that you got none.
I'm a doubt.
Well, macho man. I guess we're gonna find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because it's on. Bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga has changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
For anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP yoga.
It's DDP Radio.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another hour or so of DDP Radio. DDP Radio is live and in color. I am your host, Simon Dowell Stage, and I have all my cohorts and crimes with me tonight. The lovely Stacy is back from her vacation, and Stacy, I hear you got a cold. Are you okay? You kicked out yet or what?
I was stricken with the flu, but you know I'm much better now, and being in Florida definitely helped, and eating clean always helps.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that flu's going around, man. I'm hoping I don't get back. Say what, Sparky?
That's like a bad news flu too. It's like 5 days coming out from everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Thanks for coming on the show, Spark. Appreciate you coming on here with us. And we've got Robert. How you doing, bud?
Busy as always, man. You know how it is.
And well, we've been rocking, man. Everything's great getting the word out. God, Bill's been helping me out so much on Twitter and Facebook and everything. And God, we got Rikishi. I gotta put the hit list out of people who are doing DDP yoga that are people that, you know, I got a lot of respect for as far as what they do with their bodies and what they've done with their life. We've got Rikishi now, the big man, doing it. And not only doing DDP yoga, but he's putting tweets up all the time. You know, and that blows my mind. I love it. And Dustin Rhodes, I heard, Sparky, you got a question from him. We're going to hit. Did you get that question from Dustin?
Yeah, he threw one in.
Okay, I just want to make sure you got that because I want to bring that out later because I haven't heard that yet. But Dustin has been tweeting every time he's been out there doing it, which is really awesome. And Curt Hawkins, he's been hitting it hard. And Tommy Dreamer, which I never thought. I got to give props to Tommy for at least doing it because giving it a shot because, I mean, I asked him. I don't ask anybody more than once, sometimes twice. But him, because I know how bad he's beat up his body. I've asked him a couple times, and then I just let it alone. I got to put Officer X over, because I'm sure he had a lot to do with that. Because Officer X, he's always putting it over, because it's his lifeline, DDP Yoga. So he's always trying to share it with the boys that are his friends, and Tommy Dreamer's a good buddy of his. And we've also got Edge. Edge is doing it. He's digging it. We've talked back and forth a couple times on the old Twitter deal, and he's digging it. So when he comes to Atlanta, he told me, I mean, any of the boys, I tell them all that I want to, when they come through, I want to like critique them and give them that little extra thing that'll make them even take it to the next level. Because that's the only stuff you can only get at the DDP Yoga workshops or the. If you catch me live at a workout somewhere, and it got tweeted over to me that Angela Love, that beautiful blonde from TNA, she actually took a picture of her next to the YRG fitness system. That's
wow.
Very cool. Real name Angela Williams, but Angela Love, real sweetheart. I've been with her a couple times out on the road and stuff, and really nice lady. I want to remind everybody that we still have a date on the Dateline thing. And I asked our PR girl, Leslie, I was like, did we get bumped? Are they dropping us? And she was like, no, it's going to definitely happen. But we'll see. I'll believe it when it happens. I know we shot for a long time for them. So a lot of hours were invested in flying around. I flew back from Hawaii, on a red eye straight into Baltimore for that. So, well, I hope that airs. And then we got the doctors coming up on the 28th of this month. I want to remind anybody that wanted to go to the workshop on the 26th. That's actually at my house. It's 6 hours. It's a combination of education, with DDP Yoga, any one of these ultimate workshops. It's an education. What it is, we really, really, really will get into the breathing and how to count with your breathing so you get the most out of your breath. I was asked the other day on an interview, like, what's the most important thing I've learned in the last 10 years? And I have to say, it's I've learned how to breathe. And I don't always do it 100%. 90% deal. Live life at 90%, breathe at 90%. I do control it quite a bit. It really has saved me on so many things, made me a better reader, given me more focus. I can't even tell you how many things. But we really get into that on the workshop because we have more time. We get into dynamic resistance. We get into really owning the diamond dozen, making sure you don't need any little critiques in how your positioning is for your alignment. And then we have a kick-ass workout. And then we let everybody take showers and stuff. And then we break out the food. And we get involved into all the choices that you would have. If you don't eat this, eat that when it comes to helping people learn how to eat gluten-free, dairy-free, mainly eating real food. So we really get into that. And then we cook, and we all cook. We're going to have fun with it. I've never done this before, but I've done something like this down at our retreat that we do in Mexico, which, by the way, we've only got about maybe I think it's 11 more spots left. No, it's 13 more spots left because I'm not taking over 60 people, and we have over 38 rooms, 47 people already. That's not counting any of my people. I'm just talking about people coming in. So there's going to be an awesome group of people here. Arthur's going to be there. As a matter of fact, Arthur's going to be at this the Ultimate Workshop because they're actually the number one internet. I guess you would say Yahoo or Google would be one of our top internet companies. The number one internet company in all of Germany is flying to interview Arthur, and then they're going to fly down to here to my house and film parts of the workshop, and Arthur and I working together, and Arthur helping people, because he really has a super knowledge of alignment, and we might even get into some restorative positions too that really help align your body. That's all happening on the 26th. As a matter of fact, March 2nd, our special guest will be Mark Merrow. Mark Merrill will be in town. He'll be with us to do the workout with us and eating. And I taught Mark, you know, how to make the change over to a healthier style of eating. And he is, like, going over backwards. We didn't really talk about that much on the show last week when he was on here. And if you were looking for inspiration, if you came to be inspired by something you're going to hear on DDP Radio, and you missed last week's show, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast from last week because it was amazing. Cool. Right, Spark? I mean, it was rocking. What did you take out of last week? And I know you know me for a long time, Spark. You know Mark for a long time. But is there anything new you took out of last week's show that grabbed you?
Yeah, the biggest thing that grabbed me just listening to you, because I was going to throw out a question: what do you do when you get to the top and you raise there, but then you just come down just a little bit and you can't figure out how to get back on top? And just listening to you guys talk about how you came through and kept on top of the pods, you just got to keep the attitude and not let it drop. And that kind of pulled me.
That's a powerful statement there, Sparky. Because today I was doing it. It was a Q&A. It was like four questions for SheKnows.com. It's obviously a big woman's site, and they saw the program. They've seen the Arthur testimony. They've seen Stacy. They went on our site. They've checked all the different testimonies out, and they were moved. They wanted to know more about us. And I wrote up all of the questions, and I was reading them with Steve because I wanted to make sure I got all my points in. And he goes, I think you got it. And Jake goes, no, you're missing it, man. And I go, what are we missing? And he said, the mental attitude. He goes, the feeling of I thought I couldn't, and now I know I can. He got into just being in a positive space and how much you have to really work at being in that positive space. And once you're there, it's so much easier to get back to it, as opposed to playing into the negative, which Jake has done a lot in his life. And he goes, dude, he goes, I feel like I could do things that I could never do now. And that's powerful coming from Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah.
And one of the things I also wanted to segue into this, if there's anybody out there that was looking for a Jake the Snake autograph or maybe wants to get special consideration when it comes to the resurrection of Jake the Snake, Jake pretty much had nothing when we got together, and no insurance, no nothing. So bottom line is we're going to do like a Indigo thing where it's a money raise to get his surgery done. Cause here's a mistake that he did make. And you only know by falling down, when Jake was feeling so much better, he was actually up to doing a 5-second push-up, and anybody who does DDP yoga knows 5-second push-ups ain't easy. And especially with a guy who's as beat up as he was, a guy who couldn't get to the ground and get back up again, who couldn't do a push-up. His body was so wore out and just, atrophied to a point of not having the muscle to do it, worked his way up to that 5-second push-up. And over that 2 weeks, he started to go back to the gym for 4 days a week just to do little body parts and get a little extra. And I was like, Jake, I'm really worried about you going to the gym, because you're going to let your ego kick in and then you're going to move some weight you probably shouldn't really move. No, D, I'm not going to do that. Don't worry about me. I mean, every day I said it. And the one day that I didn't say it, he didn't hear me in his ear, like busting his balls because I was worried about him. Sure as hell, he was doing something with, I don't even know what he was doing, some kind of, he was even a machine, but he went a little too heavy and he tweaked that shoulder and he's had like an impingement there. It's bone spurs. Wow. And bone spurs happen from beating the shit out of your body. That's why you have them. And nobody's beat their body anymore up to him between the drugs, the alcohol. By the way, he's 75 days clean right now, which he never went more than 30. Right? Never went more than 30 without being in jail or in rehab. So this is a really, really, really huge statement. Like Jake's going to come to the I'm bringing him to the retreat in July. And so he's going to be a special guest there. But I really was hesitant about it. But he's like, D, I can do this because there'll be a lot of people drinking there. He's going to be using Anabuse. If anybody knows anything about that, you take Anabuse for 2 days. If you drink within 3 days of that first 2 days you take it, you get violently ill. So every morning I'll be handing him his pill anyway. But he's a guy who needs to be around people who are having a good time. He likes crowds of people. He's a people person like me. He needs to get out and be around people. Other people aren't like that, but he is. So Jake will be, the sober Jake will be coming to Mexico. There will be people having cocktails, because that's part of the party down there. And we will test him. We're going to be at WrestleMania. Jake and I, let's let me bring that up. We're going to be at WrestleMania at WrestleCon. Actually, the first day is my birthday, April 5th. I turned 57 years young. Can't wait. I'm going to be there with my sister and Jake. My family's going to be up there. We got other friends of ours coming in here to help set up the booth. We'll be at WrestleCon. We will be there the 5th, 6th, and 7th. That Saturday, I heard that Hulk's coming in. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm pretty sure it is. And I heard that Warrior's coming in on Sunday. So that place is going to be a madhouse. It's going to be awesome. And we'll be there, with our DDP yoga, with my Sally's Travel Smiths. We'll be there. My sister, and she's the one, she'll be handing out all sorts of information for the DDP yoga retreat extravaganza. So we'll be handing all that out there. And back to the thing with Jake, I just want to say that we're going to put it up on Indigo. There'll be a bunch of different things. He doesn't want nothing for nothing. But if you've wanted a Jake the Snake Roberts picture, if you've wanted, I'm going to actually throw autographs into that too to help Jake raise the money. We're doing stuff from giving, the future of the DD, got to get my mind straight here. The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, the movie. We're going to be, doing things where we bring people, if they want to get this package, they could actually come to our premiere when we do that, and private screenings at the house. So there's all sorts of packages going to be up there. I don't know what it's all going to entail because we're just figuring it out. But we know we got to get this surgery for him because we really want him to get to Mania. It'll be the first time Jake Roberts will be anywhere near Mania in 20 years. So you definitely want to come by and see us there at the WrestleCon. So that's all coming up. We got a great guest that I'm going to bring on here in just a moment. I just want to make sure everything's working here. I want to also let you know that we have almost 15,000 likes on Facebook on our DDP Yoga like page. That's awesome. If you're listening to the show and you are actually thinking about getting involved with DDP Yoga, go to one word DDP Yoga on Facebook and like it. But read what the people write. And, I don't ask anybody to write anything. They just write what they want. And unless they send something to me, and I'll say, wow, would you mind putting that up on DDP Yoga? And that happens quite a bit. We are also almost at 33,000 Twitter followers and almost at 14,000 members. What did I say, 14,000 members? Oh, wait a second. That's something I got to remember here. We are number one in the voting on the Social Fitness Shorty Awards. Now, Robert, do you have the link to that? Can we put that in the... in the chat room?
Yeah, let me put it over there.
Yeah, put that in the chat room. Now, I don't understand this. on the Shorty Awards, have you checked it out, Sparky, the Shorty Awards?
Yeah, I checked the Shorty Awards out. There's a ton of categories, and actually we're crushing it right now in social fitness, which is awesome.
Well, I don't know about crushing is the right word, because we're ahead, we're winning. But 185. We got 33,000 Twitter followers. We got 185 votes, and that's the top. And is it hard to sign up, Sparky?
It's not hard to sign up. You just got to go to shortyawards.com, and it'll get you right there. But the coolest thing is if people are following DDP Yoga on Twitter, they can actually retweet somebody's nomination, and that actually gets them in as long as they put – the right combination together to say, I'm voting for at DDP Yoga for a Shorty Award and social fitness hashtag the cause, it changed my life, you know. But it, it's real easy.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I looked at yesterday because when it was brought to my attention, I didn't even know we were in it, you know, at the time. And I think we were at like number six, and then we started getting the word out there. Now we're number one. But I look at John Bastow, he's coming. He only had like 40 votes or something. He's going up to 100. So, and the other ones, they're clicking in. They're clicking in. So if you were, I would appreciate it if you, if I've ever inspired you. This is an award I really want to win, because we do spend a lot of time on the internet and all about social media. You know, to me, it's a big deal because this company is not what it is without social media. There is no way that we are in the position that we are. No one, let's just take the YouTube video. You know, no one ever would have seen it. You know, and it's funny because when we have that thing that Eric Nichols put together for us, it says nearly 3 million votes, or 3 million views on the Arthur video. It's well over. It's over 7 million. So, you know, the presence in social media and DDP yoga in the fitness world getting voted, you know, up to the top there, that would be awesome. And I know there was a way to vote for me in fitness, but I don't know how to do that at all. I don't really care about that as much as I do about DDP yoga being at the top of the social media award. And I think we got a couple of weeks, right, Spark?
Yeah, I'm looking to try and get the date when it ends. The ceremony is going to take place April 8th. So, I mean, we've got a couple of weeks to get a lot of votes in there.
Yeah, so anybody could, you know, I'd really appreciate it if you do, because everyone who votes, your name pops up there. And whatever you want to put or whatever, and I'm starting to read them all. So, again, and I read everybody's stuff who sends me stuff and send back stuff to everyone who sends me, you know, whatever their question is. Just try not to make this question so long. Remember, I got ADD and dyslexia. We don't have our guest here yet. I know that he is actually at, I'm looking where it was at, I think it's the 700th OVW show, so he's probably getting pulled while he's at that show, so I'm sure we'll have him up here in a minute or so. What are you saying, Art?
I was going to say, Dallas, we got that question from Dustin, which would be awesome if you could get him to a workshop, because it's actually a technical question, if you want to hit that.
Yeah, well, let me just remind people,
yes.
Next week, Lodi from Raven's Flock will be our guest. And what a lot of people don't know about Lodi, you know, he was always in awesome shape, but he's been a personal trainer for years, got his own personal training studio, the whole deal. So he's like big time when it comes to fitness. And I brought, you know, this out to him, I think about a month or two ago, and he just took to it, just like so many of the boys have, you know. But, you know, I think of Stevie, you know, Stevie Richards, who really is another amazing fitness junkie, you know, who knows a lot about the body and how to take care of your body, and has also chosen to embrace DDP yoga big time and puts it over again all the time. Pretty cool, you know, all the way around. So what was that question, actually? What was that question from Dustin?
So Dustin, he's actually getting into it, and I guess he's going to have shoulder surgery, and he can't go all the way with his range of motion. So he's looking at alternate positions for down dog, touchdown, and down dog or hard firm, because the shoulder's a little messed up. He said he can't extend it but about 80%.
You know, on something like that, and I'll give him a call on that, it's listen to your body, because he's obviously, if he's had to have shoulder surgery, and before Jake had hurt himself in the gym, he could work around it. Like when he would go in a touchdown, he would have to turn his arm a certain way to get it up there, because you have to recruit other different muscles that are in your shoulder because certain ones are blown out. And I had that happen when I've torn both my rotator cuffs. And depending on how bad the tear is, it doesn't sound like Dustin's tears is bad, only because he can lift his arm up, period. Like, he can do this workout. When I tore mine, I couldn't do anything. If he's working around it, I would say strengthening things would have to definitely be, I mean, something as simple as table, and then when you keep your right knee down and plant, if it's his right arm, and then go into that side plank there, but keep your foot on the ground. And then, You know, I mean, I remember the first time I ever did that, where my knee was on the ground, my right knee was on the ground, my right hand was on the ground, my hand was right over my shoulder, and my left foot was on the, you know, planted on the ground for base. My arm was shaking like I was a, like it was an earthquake or something when I first started. And I was big, and I was in shape, yet my shoulder strength coming back from that rotator cuff tear, you know, it really wobbled a lot. So it's about creating balance. A lot of stuff I'm into, and I really work on the workshops. If you've ever done stand-up, I work stand-up into regular workouts because getting on that one leg is so important. It's just like getting on that one arm, on that one shoulder, whatever you can put there, and not anything, you know, if it's uncomfortable, that's one thing. If it's painful, it, you know, the old adage, no pain, no gain. If you're over 30 and your body's beat up and you're trying to rehab it to come back, pain means pain. Listen to your body. So I'm going to call Dustin personally on that and just talk to him about when you're in down dog, if you could do any form of down dog, and, you know, it's getting into it might be the problem. So I have a lot of people go from cobra to table to a partial down dog, and then I have them lean into something I don't think is on any workout but the extreme workouts, where I just drop my hips. If you're in plank and you just drop your hips to where you're like 2 or 3 inches off the ground, I call it MSM, and all you're doing is dropping your body. Then you slowly push in to down dog and then drop it back down. It's a great stretch in your lower back. It's a great stretch in your shoulders. That might help him a little bit, but he might also have to use the table into down dog before the operation and try to build it as much as possible. I also would be doing that rotator cuff thing with the rubber bands. I would imagine he's doing the rubber bands where you put them on a door, and then you put your elbow next to your body, and you pull your arm out, and then you let it come back. Then you pull your arm out, you do like 10 or 15 of those, then you reverse it, and you do it the other way. That is something I try to do every couple of weeks just to keep my rotators on top. Okay, guys, I'll actually call Dustin on that. Our guest tonight is a buddy of mine who I got a lot of respect for in his business. You can find him on Twitter at The Real Al Snow. He is the man here tonight. Let's hit his music, Robert.
What does everybody want?
The one and only Al Snow joining DDP Radio. Make sure we got that out on Twitter. Let people know that Al is on DDP Radio right now. Al, how are you, buddy? You're at the OVW, am I right?
Yes, I am, and I'm doing great. And thank you so much, Dallas, for having me on your show. I really appreciate it, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate you coming on, man. We've had a lot of the boys on lately. It's been great, man. It's been really great. I want to, first of all, tonight is the 700th show there of OVW?
Yeah, tonight was the 700th episode for OVW. It was just an awesome, awesome night. All these young guys down here working so hard, and, you know, it's so much fun. You know, Dallas, you're more than welcome to come down here anytime. I mean, it's so cool because, you know, sometimes, and I'm sure you know, I mean, I don't have to tell you, Dallas, you've been around, you know, for ages, and you sometimes lose that passion or the feeling, I guess, when you first have
right.
When you first got the business, and you're around these guys, and it's just so infectious. You sit back and you remember exactly why you got in from the first point on. You know, it's just so awesome.
So, dude, I was looking through. You know, I always try to get a little bit on the because you don't really know exactly what you're reading when you go on the internet and different things. And tell me if this is true. Was your first wrestling tryout with Ole and Gene Anderson?
Yeah. Actually, it was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, at the time, I was in high school, had just about to graduate, and then was calling around. You know, because you remember, back in the day, I mean, it was harder to become to get in the wrestling business than it was to be a made man in the mafia. I mean, it was next to impossible.
It's like a secret society.
Yeah. And, you know, I just happened, I would go, I mean, you know, we didn't have the internet or anything, and I would go to the local library. I'd get phone books for all the different cities that I knew that the main offices were in, and I got the Charlotte, North Carolina phone book, called Crockett offices, happened to get a hold of Gene Anderson, told me they were having a tryout in October. I graduated from high school in May of 81. I saved up my money, you know, bought a bus ticket down to Charlotte, North Carolina from Ohio, and then went in there, and man, it was, if you ever read Ole's book, it's so funny because he literally describes what they did, and I'm like, yep, that was exactly what I went through. I mean, it was rough. It was very, very rough.
I can remember being down to Power Plant, and Ole had come down there. You know, they moved different guys around from, like, Ole was the man at one point, and then they sort of, like, put them out the pasture. They put Dusty out the pasture at one point, but they didn't want anybody else to get them, or they had used up contracts. They still had contracts that they were working, and Ole, he came down to start working with the guys down there. And I will never forget him in the middle of us being around him, and he just looked at me, and he started pointing me in the chest, and he started, like, cutting up a little bit of a promo on me. I'm thinking, well, Ole, what the hell did I do? I mean, that's how believable that guy was. He would go out of his way to... Can't imagine being in high school. And what was that like, dude? I mean, because he was... People don't know Ole Anderson. He was a bad son of a bitch, especially back then.
Unquestionably. I mean, it was a bit intimidating, you know, but you know, I don't have to tell you. I know how bad you wanted it and how much you loved being in the wrestling business, and it was the same way. I mean, you know, Ole could have pointed a gun at your head, and you know, you just wanted so badly to be in it. You'd do whatever you needed to do. I mean,
you know,
it was the way it was. You know.
But talk about your first day. So what happened after that? Tell me, where did it go? Where did you go from there? How did you make it? You were a kid.
Well, it was funny. Literally, right before I had went down there, my local high school had run like a fundraiser with Dick the Bruiser's company out in Indiana, and you know, they brought him over, and then there was a guy on the show by the name of Jim Lancaster, big heavy guy, had worked all the territories. It started with Sheik's territory. And he was kind of, he had a family, and he was kind of going into semi-retirement where he would still work, but he wasn't going to be on the road. He had, you know, had his daughter, and he lived just like 20 minutes from me. So I talked to him. I told him I was going down to see Ole and Gene. He said, well, let me know how it goes when you get back. So, you know, I get my butt stomped down there, broke my nose, send home. I'm home. I call him up. He's like, how'd it go? And it turns out that he's wanting to start running some shows. So there's three other guys, and he's like, you know, I'll start training you guys. And I'm like, okay. So I called, back then they didn't have rings, they didn't have schools, the wrestlers didn't have any all of that. So I had just graduated high school, and he's like, hey, you know, can you find a place for us to train? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. So, and I couldn't find any place. So I called my local high school, and I talked to the athletic director, who's kind of a friend of mine. He says, yeah, you can come in after, you know, wrestling practice. It's like in December. And he goes, you know, you can use the mats. And I'm like, great. So I've graduated high school. The school's out. It's closed because of winter weather. I don't know this. I show up at night, you know, right when I think wrestling practice is going to be over. I'm walking around the school. I get in. There's a door that's open because the snow's kept the door open. I walk in. I'm walking around the hallway. Who shows up? The police with guns drawn, ready to shoot me. I'm like, oh, my God. So the athletic director gets hot, kicks us out of the school. So I go find this little community center where, you know, underprivileged kids do play basketball and stuff. And I basically tell the director that I will teach the kids how to wrestle if he lets us use this little back room with these two half-inch tumbling mats. And that was where I got trained. I was in a back room with two half-inch tumbling mats, and then they had a boxing ring upstairs when we went to, you know, when we got to a point where we would do some ring work, and that was it.
And, you know, people, they don't realize that, you know, back when you broke in or even when I broke in, there was no rings, there was no training places, there was no online, and you said, I broke my nose. Well, you didn't break your nose, but somebody broke your nose.
And, oh, yeah.
And then that was like, they tried to run you off. I mean, Hogan, the first day he was ever down in Florida Championship Wrestling, and they said, so you want to be a wrestler? Here comes this, you know, 6'7", 280-pound, 290-pound muscle man gets in the ring with Matsudo, and he broke his leg.
Yeah.
The hold shot on him and broke his leg. And, you know, Hulk's got to be.
You remember, too, Dallas, once you got in and you were the young boy, you were the green boy, they continued to physically and emotionally and mentally abuse you, hoping that at some point you would quit. And if you came back, if you finally came back after, they would stop. You know, you'd earn their respect. But you just didn't get a spot in the locker room. I mean, it wasn't that
new way, man. I mean, yeah. I can remember Ronnie Simmons booting me so hard in the head because I blew a spot. I mean, boom. So a lot of guys... A lot of guys were really, really stiff on me in the beginning because who wanted to sell for the manager? You know, back in those days, no one even knew what you were talking about if you said sell. Now probably 85% of our audience knows what we're talking about, you know. And it was just a different time, and they tried to run you off. And to a certain degree, still, like, hardcore will beat up on your body and your mind so much because they want to make sure you got what it takes. And that's the easy part.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that was when, you know, the physical part was the easy part. It was when they were, you know, mentally and emotionally screwing with you just to see if they could crack you, you know. And you know, when you get older, you understand that it wasn't like it is today. I mean, that's all they did. They didn't paint houses. They didn't do roofing on the side. All they did was wrestle. And, you know, they didn't want some young punk to come in and heaven forbid, do something stupid that would kill business for all of them. Even worse, get over like $1 million, get to a spot where they could all make money, and then crack and go home, you know, and take the ball and go home. So they wanted to put you through the paces before they ever, you know, gave you that opportunity. So.
Yeah, and all of this is an amazing example of wanting it, working hard for it. Like, so many people who come on to this show, come to DDP Yoga, our team DDP Yoga's site, where it's just full of inspiration and helping people, you know, overcome their adversities and keep moving forward. You know, what Al and I are talking about, I mean, what we accomplished in our careers and actually getting there and making a name for ourselves is so hard. Getting there is so hard.
Yeah.
So just when you're starting to, like, to lose weight or get in shape because you left your body back, you know, you don't want to eat really, as, you know, correctly if you want to actually heal your body, it takes work.
It takes, you know what it takes too, Dallas, is personal responsibility. People have to stop believing they're a victim and understand that their life and who and what they become are shaped by their decisions. If you decide to just eat whatever you want to eat, you're going to get those results. But if you go and make a decision to eat the proper foods, and if you make a decision, and I have to tell you honestly, sincerely, thank you so much for sending me your yoga workouts, your DVDs. I've been doing them ever since I got them, and I love them. And I have recommended them to every single person. I recommend them to the boys. I recommend them to – I have a really good friend. He's probably 56 years old. He had a heart attack, and he needs to get back in shape. I said, you need to get Diamond Dallas Page's yoga. I'm telling you right now, it will help you. It will put you back in shape. It's such a great system and a great workout, and you really do a fantastic, awesome job of – directing and explaining, and also making it so that a person doesn't feel like it's wrong for them to modify, in your own words, modify the position. It's quite all right, because at some point they're going to work to or go to a place where you want them to go, but they're not going to start out where you're at, you know. And that, just the whole thing. I do all the workouts all the time, at first I was like frustrated because I couldn't, you know, take them on the road with me, because you know how we travel all the time. And, But then I got, you know, I talked to Bill, and I got, you know, got some workouts. Now I do them whenever I did them in the, you know, it's hard to find a gym, and it's hard to find this. Not no more. I can just do them in my hotel room. I mean, it's such a great system. It really is, and I can't thank you enough. They really, really enjoy them.
Dude, that's, you know, that's so awesome. You know, I've actually heard it from a lot of the boys, and that's my giving back, because, I mean, I got to live the dream at a whole different level, and this whole DDP yoga thing is strictly by accident. You know, if I didn't hurt myself really badly, it never would have happened. And, you know, out of every negative that happens in your life, there can be a positive, and this is a huge one. You know, it hurt in the beginning. You know, my body was so beat up, and, you know, when I blew my back out and three doctors said my career was over, I was like, all right, I don't want to hear that. You know, and if Kimberly didn't beat me up mentally, like, I said, I'm not doing yoga, I'm not doing it. You know, and actually I said, F that, I'm not doing it. And she was like, so you're telling me that you've lived and worked your whole life to be in this spot, in this position. You never even dreamed you'd have this spot, but you're there, and now you won't try anything to help heal yourself? I went, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think there's a big misnomer, you know, about it, about yoga, you know, because, and to a point, I was kind of like that myself, and, you know, but I'll tell you right now, I've been training since I was, you know, 15. I'm now almost 50, and I've done all kinds of weights, you know, every kind of lift you can imagine. I've been doing sandbag routines, kettlebell routines. I do the Indian clubs. I do body weight routines. And, you know, and when you first think of yoga, you think, oh, that's a lot of stretching, and it's not going to get my heart rate up. I'm not going to build muscle. I'm not going to get stronger. Let me tell you something. For anybody out there who believes that, they could not be any more wrong. They could not be any more mistaken, because I get so sore and so, you know, worn out doing this workout. It's just such an incredible and an amazing workout, and such a great strength building workout, and a great endurance workout, and it's awesome. It really is.
I'm so happy you feel that way, because I know you can't help but spread the word on shit like that. You know, when you really feel, because it's passion. Now, listen, anybody, if you got a question for Al, we've got a couple people online right now. Go to 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. Call now, and we'll get you online. If you've got a question for online, go to Stacy, and Stacy will take your question, and we'll ask Al right here what you got going on.
I've got a couple, actually.
You have a couple already, Stacy? Why don't you ask one right now?
Okay, one is a general comment for you from Nicole, who really wants to commend you for the work you're doing with wrestlers, because she said there are too many of them dying young and, you know, untimely deaths. She loves what you're doing with Jake, and she wants you to do, if you can, anything you can do to help Scott Hall.
She wants to see him around for a long time. Yeah, we really tried with Scotty, and he was so close. I mean, it was one day, I've saved the messages. It was one day we said, Dally, this is the most positive I've felt in 15 years. And, you know, I said, Scott, why don't you just come? I just got to get my pills, because if I get my pills, then I know that I can wean off. And then me and Jake started talking, and, you know, we're going to have him go with WWE, because they were right there every step of the way. Going to send him to a place called Talbot, Atlanta, and where he could get out, you know, during the day after the first 2 weeks of him drying out. Then he could have come over to my house. We could have started the process, and then eventually left Talbot and then came to my house because I had a spot for him. And long story short, he got those pills, and he ain't kicked out since. And, you know, I try calling him every day, but, you know, Jake really wanted to make the move. He was at the lowest point of his life. He was 307 pounds. I had to help him out of the chair, off the couch. You know, he was at the bottom. And I don't know how much lower you can go than the bottom and where Scotty's at. And, you know, when he's ready, and now he has to go to that rehab for 3 months. He can come over to my house every day if he wants. But he's got to go to that rehab because I want to know that he's got 90 days in. And then if he comes and he does the same thing that Jake does, which if Jake's leaving, he takes the antabuse. If he plays by the rules, that's all there is. There's no, like, rules like, hey, I'm going to, you know. It's like, just take care of yourself. I mean, if Scott Hall could come back from this, you know, Jake, I mean, I'll never forget talking to Steve Stone Cold about Jake first coming in. And I said, you know, Arthur's pretty impressive, you know, with everything that he's done, his, you know, his whole life turned around, changed so many lives. Steve Austin's feeling was, yeah, that was impressive, but that would be nothing next to Jake Roberts. And you could turn Jake around. Oh, my God. You know, and long story short, Jake's turned Jake around. All I've been is just a friend and a guide. That's it. He's put all the work in. And, again, I'll mention people you – we're going to put that Indigo thing out there that if we're trying to raise money for his operation on his shoulder, which he has to have because, you know, at this point he can't lift it because he jacked it in the gym, and it is what it is. Without the, you know, getting those impingements shaved down, he's going to hit the spot that he at. But I will tell you, today he was 247, so he's down 60 pounds since leaving Gainesville. He lost the first 28 on his own, and that, again, was impressive.
Tremendous.
Yeah, he wanted it, you know. You know, Al, I mean, he really – he saw light, and it's really awesome. All right, we'll come back to another question for you. Second, Stacey. Robert, did you say we have Arthur online?
That's right.
Hey, Arthur, how you doing, man?
Hi. Fine. You know,
hey, Arthur.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm not a big wrestling fan. I guess everybody knows that. But I was at Walmart last weekend, and I picked up your movie.
Did you really? Thank you, Arthur. I really appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Overtime. I liked it. It was totally different. I was expecting a typical zombie something, and it was really different. I just wanted to know what you're planning on doing with that. I mean, are you going to be going out on the circuit with it? Are you going to be, you know, hitting the science fiction cons or doing anything like that? Or are you going to... You know, are you going to carry it forward or, you know, making more movies or?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to do Providence for this weekend after I get done with the TNA.
Hey, Ali, say that again. You broke up right there.
Going over to Providence, Rhode Island on Saturday, and I'm working on a horror film called Alice D. And there's another horror film that I worked on couple years ago called Penny Dreadful that's going to be coming out. But Overtime, it's just such an awesome, fun movie, I think. And I'm really glad you enjoyed it, Arthur.
Oh, yeah, I love indie horror.
Yeah, it was done here in Louisville, Kentucky, and it was two young guys, and they really worked hard. And, you know, I think they did a really good job. Considering that it was a very low budget, it doesn't kind of look low budget, I don't think.
That routine in the middle
done.
Where you guys are playing catch with the cake while you're running down the stairs, that was hilarious. I loved that.
Really? Great.
Oh, it was awesome.
You know, for anybody who wants to see it, it's at Walmart, and it's on Amazon.com, and, you know, it's a fun movie. It's kind of, what do you think, Arthur? It's kind of like, I think it's kind of like Lethal Weapon meets Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's not spooky, it's funny. It's really hilarious.
Yeah.
I got to check that out. It was great. Awesome, man. Hey, yo, by the way, Al, this is Arthur from the video. This is the guy who did the transformation, so... that's pretty fun that he called that because I knew he wasn't a wrestling fan, and then it pulled that out. That's awesome, Arthur. Thank you so much for calling in for that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
Thanks, Arthur.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say hi.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling in. I know we have Mike Mullins, I think. Is Mike on? Oh, we've got Becca. I think Becca. Becca, is she on there?
Hey.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, Beck.
Hi, Becca.
Hey, guys. I'm just calling for a progress update. Say hi to Al and DDP and everybody.
Cool. So what's your progress update, honey?
Well, in 4 months, I'm down 46 pounds and 36.9 inches.
Awesome.
In the last 30 days, I lost 16 pounds and 9.2 inches overall.
Wow.
Wow. Even yeah. Becca, even your headshots, when you post your headshots, you look like a different person each time. It's amazing.
Yeah, my body is changing completely. It's crazy. I don't even know what I'm going to look like when I get down to where I want to be at. I just know the goal is I want to look like a fitness model by the time I'm done.
It sounds like you're on your way.
Yeah. I know that earlier you guys were talking about, you know, the mentality of, you know, you start off and you're like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. I remember that because my first week I was like, you know, I had a little bit of hope, but I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm just going to make these goals and I'm just going to, you know, try to get through day by day. But now, like, I just did extreme hip opener last night and I totally owned it. And in 4 months I've went from not being able to be able to breathe or do anything to being able to do extreme hip opener. So it's pretty eye opening. And, like, I feel like I can pretty much conquer anything right now. I keep telling everybody, I'm like, I'm on fire. Yeah.
And you are. You can. I mean, you took control. You made a decision. You got, you know, you got Dallas's amazing workout. And you've, like he says himself, you've taken it and made it your own. I mean, that's just awesome.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, the only male figure I've ever had in my life, so I try to call him my Uncle DDP because really, like, the only, like, I don't really have the best family, so the only family I really have is Team DDP right now, so, yeah, they're really just awesome, and totally shout out to every one of them because I love you all.
You're doing great, babe. Keep up the great work and keep us posted.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Hey, before we bring Mike, and like I said, if we have any more callers, you can get it in. We're almost getting to the end of the show, but you can catch us at 347-994-1216. Stacy, you said you had a couple more questions there?
You got a couple more. This one is from Don, and it's a question for Al. And Don wants to know, you know, you're on the road so much and you're super busy. How do you find time for the workouts, and do you have any tips for people who might be, you know, maybe busy or listening to excuses?
Well, you know, it is tough to find time a lot, you know, in a lot of situations. But, you know, if you really think about it, the thing that really helps me is, like, the strength building workout, for instance, is 45 minutes long. I mean, how, when you start to categorize and you sit down and you go, well, that's only a little bit more than a half an hour out of my day. But can I afford to take a little more than a half an hour out of my day? Yeah. Usually you can, you know, if you put it in that relative terms of a 24-hour day and it's going to take me 45 minutes to perform this workout, you can justify in your own mind, you know, or the below-the-belt workout. I mean, it's 35 minutes. I mean, you can't find a half an hour to just devote to yourself to, you know, do that workout. And it you'll be able to find that time mentally if you just really kind of put it into kind of that kind of a perspective, I think. And that's what helps it for me, is that a lot of times, you know, I'll you know, and I don't have to tell Dallas. I mean, it's everybody thinks it's so romantic to be on the road, but, you know, they'll – if I hear one more person go, oh, you get to travel for a living, I'm going to punch him in the face. But, you know, it's Groundhog Day, you know, because you basically go to the airport, stand in line, you get on the, you know, stand in line to get your ticket, stand in line to get through security, stand in line to get on the plane, stand in line to get off the plane, stand in line to get your bag, stand in line to get your car. You know, and then you go and you find a place to eat, you find a hotel, you know, and then you go to the building. And then you get 15 minutes to be alive, you know, and perform. And then, you know, you go to bed and you start it all over again. But that finding that 35 minutes or 45 minutes and doing one of these workouts, it not only does it help you physically, but it helps you mentally and emotionally, kind of help bring you up and break that monotony. And for me, like I said, just sitting there and going, Oh, for God's sake, it's only 45 minutes. I can spare 45 minutes, and you can go do the workout, and you can, you know, really help yourself. So.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Come back there. Let's go to Mike Mullins. Mikey, are you still around?
Hey, Dallas, what's going on?
You, bud. You.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, Al, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mikey.
I got a question for Al. I loved hearing the old school stories about you breaking in with the Andersons and stuff like that. I started working on the Indies back in 98. I broke in with Walter Kowalski, who, by the way, is a health nut too, Dallas. He was a big-time
really?
Vegetarian and vegan for his whole entire life till the day he died. But I know, Al, you're working with all the young kids now in OVW, and you worked for WWE, the Tough Enough thing. And how much room do you have in the current generation of corporate wrestling to teach these old school ways, you know, the tough love in the business, you know, because a lot of guys don't have the respect they did, you know, when you broke in, and you don't have the ability to really just make them respect you. I say this all the time. When I broke into the wrestling business, I came in a boy and left a man. But how much room do you have to make men out of these guys without getting the lawsuits and the corporate down your back?
I say that, you know, we all pay our dues in this business in one way or another. And abusing somebody is not necessarily a way to teach somebody respect. But, just so you understand that the older guys, they weren't necessarily going out of their way to abuse us as much as they were. It's a tactile business. It's a business that's not a verbal business. It's a business that's taught by feel. And they were basically smartening us up, teaching us about the business through experience. And what I can't do through the same way they did, I now do verbally, and it just takes a little longer, and requires a lot more patience to get them to learn the same lessons is all.
Do you think the business could benefit from, like, a tougher style, though? Just, I'm not saying abuse, but, like, I know your hands are probably tied more than it would have been if you were training back in, say, like, 89 or something.
Nah, and even in 89, I wouldn't have trained that way. It's,
yeah,
you know, it was done to me, and, you know, it was, you know, I do say that, you know, not everybody's got to understand that they're not just entitled to a spot in the wrestling business or entitled to being a star just because they want to be. But, you know, there are ways to teach guys the respect, and there's a way to teach them and smarten them up, truly smarten them up, not what they think is smartening them up. Because like Dallas and I know, smartening you up to the business is not just you knowing that it's fake and how to take a bump or do a high spot. That's not smartening you up to the business.
Yeah.
You know, there are ways to do it without having to, you know, take things to the extreme that the guys used to do. Did they do it for a reason? Was that reason a very well-founded way of doing it? Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, it's very, you know, there's a term used in the business called stretching a person. And they used to do that because how can you properly sell or make an audience believe that you're in an armbar if you've never had one put on? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they'd put an armbar on you. But it was not just to hurt you. It wasn't to abuse you. It was to teach you now, hey, that's how it feels. Now you'll react instinctually like that once you're in the ring and you're performing. So, you know, a lot of what used to be misunderstood as abuse really wasn't abuse as it was just teaching. And
absolutely.
You know, but within the context of today, it just takes a little longer and they have to make more mistakes on their own in order to learn the proper way of doing it, and you have to be there to direct them.
Well, much respect for you for giving your knowledge to the younger generation. So,
I was blessed and am very fortunate to have gotten to do what I love to do so much for 31 years. I've done this for a living, and to tell, you know, to say that I, as a grown man, was paid money to basically go in a ring and fake fight another man in his underwear and got to do it all over the world and for a million people to know who I was, which then generated even more opportunities and, again, opportunities to get to meet to amazing people like Dallas. And I'm not saying that because I'm on his radio show, but Dallas and other people, I never would have gotten to meet those people, do those things, see those things, or be the person I am today if it were not for the fact that I was lucky enough to be a part of the wrestling business for as long as I've been.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Awesome, Mikey. Thanks
Dallas,
for coming
more
on.
Eat this episode. I love that thing.
we actually just shot one tonight. It'll take a while to get it out there, but one of our buddies came over from the best. He has the best barbecue in, I think, anywhere, but absolutely in the state of Georgia and Atlanta. It's called Ebony and Ivory, and he came over, and we just he brought some wild boar, he brought some venison, and he brought some rabbit, and we cooked the boar and venison were already smoked, but the rabbit he stripped down and cooked it up right there. So you know, we should have that coming out here, and he's a great guy. His name is Victor, and he always takes care of me and Jake big time, so I wanted to do something for him, but I also want to get it out there on just some other things that are really, it's all really healthy dishes that we cooked here. A little bit of oil, but sometimes you want to splurge, and grab some pan fried stuff. I don't have to make a habit of it, but you definitely want to give it a shot. If you're going to do it, eat it healthy. We got one more caller on here, and then we'll get Stacy. We'll grab your questions that you have left, and then we'll tone it up here. Bad Boy, are you still on the air, bro?
I'm still here. How's it going, guys?
Good. I got to tell you a story, Al. Last week, right after the new year, I was one of the things that I do on. Do you have the extreme workout? Did I send you that one too?
Yeah, and I love it.
Awesome. Well, when it came to the superhero push-ups, back then I couldn't lay on my stomach and lift my arms off the ground. So that's where I was working towards doing that, where I got myself 6 inches from the ground and then lowered myself, did 10 times. That was it. I was done. When I went to 10, there was no 11. And then I started continuing to work on my shoulder strength and, my lower back strength. It's big lower back when you're doing anything to do with superhero push-ups. And the first time I started to actually do it, I did it for Chris Jericho, who was working out for me. And I told him that I'd only done two of these, but I want to see how many I could do. And I got 7. And he was like, wow, dude, that's really impressive. And then later it went to 12, and then it went to 27, and then I got to 40, and I was done. And so many people around Team DDP Yoga started doing it. There was women even could do it. Like, I got 12 of them. I think it was Kyle's wife got like 10 or 12 of them, which I couldn't believe. Her arms were bent, but they weren't bent that much. And you normally got to have a straight arm, but a woman doing any of those was mind-blowing to me. But I hadn't done them in a long time, and the Boston Bad Boy, the guy on the line right now, we were going back and forth. As I went to 27, he went to 29, then I went to 40 or something. He went to whatever. Then he went to, I thought he went to 53. And I thought, wow, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to hit that number. But one day I was working out with Louie. By the way, everybody, Louie is down over 100 pounds right now. And that's been in, I want to say, 7 months. It was around the Raw, 1,000th episode of Raw. He had about 2 or 3 months in, but I'll find out exactly. But he's down 100 pounds. He's getting stronger all the time. I use him as an example now instead of saying, look what he can't do, look what he can do. I just lost my train of thought there. Oh, yeah, me and Louie were working out, and I said, Louie, get the camera. It was 57 minutes into our workout. I said, I'm going to give this a shot. And I'm thinking the Boston Bad Boy had 53 of these things. And I'm thinking, okay, how do I feel? I get to 20, I'm feeling good. I get to 30, I'm feeling good. 40, I'm still feeling pretty good. Slowed down, but I'm still going. When I got to 50, my body just said, you're done. If I know that son of a bitch only got 50, I would have got 51. I would have pulled 51 out.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch only got 50. So, Bad Boy, did you get 55 or something now? Is that why you're calling?
No. I'm still at 50. I actually hit 49 today after I did about 45 minutes of double black diamond and about 35 minutes of extreme after already doing some of boxing. So I was pretty busy today. I was pretty beat. My the left shoulder is actually getting a little worn, I think, right now with jabbing. I've been throwing a lot of jabs lately to get that because I've been dropping my hands. So I've been beating myself up, but I don't think I'm going to be beating 50 anytime soon. So I think we're going to be even for a while here, I think. But I'm going for 50. 51, I'll be happy because just like you said, you feel good up until you hit about 40, 45, then you feel your body start to just shut down. And I don't care if you see my video, Al, you could see me on the Boston Bad Boy 781 on YouTube. I was screaming to try to get – I actually screamed 51, but my body literally didn't move off. I was counted 51, but my body didn't move. So you can
didn't
see
move.
You literally just – everything just shuts down. But it's that back and forth that we have that – I mean, me and Dallas have been feeding off each other, and he's been pushing me so much. And I've been actually working a lot with the Diamond Dozen. Getting that down,
okay.
Dallas, as we talked, you know, trying to get certified is my main goal. I'm actually working on a personal trainer's getting certified as well as DDP yoga. So I'm kind of balancing a lot of stuff all together. But, we have this good little competition where we kind of keep pushing each other. And I think that's
so
what
cool.
The whole
so
team
cool.
DDP yoga is good for, is that everybody helps each other.
Yeah,
those superhero push-ups are nothing nice.
Hey, Dallas, I thank you so much, man, for everything. I got to hop off here because I got to go talk to the guys and stuff that,
got
done with the show. So,
thank you so much. Thanks
thank
so much for coming on the show, bro. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again for sending me the workout. I love it, and I recommend it to everybody. Anybody that's listening, you're not doing it, go out, get it. Trust me. I would not say that if it were not true. So,
thank you so much.
Please,
everybody, if you want to follow Al, thanks so much, man. You can go to @RealAlSnow on Twitter. Thanks so much for coming on, buddy.
Thank you, bro. You take care.
Thanks, Al.
Bye.
So have any questions in the gallery for me at all? Because I'll answer. Actually, we got a thing saying it, but Rob Van Dam might be calling in now. Is that true, Robert?
Officer X and I are trying to make that happen right now. Officer X was on the line. He just dropped, so I think he's working on it.
Well,
I've got a technical question for you, Dallas, from someone in the chat room. I know you're not a doctor, but you're no stranger to pain and injury, so maybe you can give it a shot. This is from Diana R., who says she has sharp, burning pain in her arches when she does the workout. And she
really?
Sometimes has, she has to stop and stretch and rub her feet. And this happens whether she's on the mat, on floor, or on carpeting, and whether she's barefoot or wearing sneakers. And she wonders if you have any idea what might be going on and what she could do to stop it.
I've heard that. You know, that's like way out. You know, a lot of things I've heard of, and I say, I'm not a doctor, but this is what I do for me. But I've never even heard of that before. Sharp burning pain in your arches. I would definitely go see a. What are the doctors called that are the foot doctors? I'm sure you already know that, but I'm just saying for me because I don't know. I've never come across anything like that. The first thing I would have thought of is don't stop engaging your feet. But when you said you're on the mat and you're all over, I'm sure you're not even doing that because of the burning. I've never really heard of that. I'm sorry, Diana. I don't know how to answer that. But I do want to know if you go to the foot doctor and see what it says. You know, a lot of people too. Like I had like my toes. I don't know what kind of shoes you're wearing. You know, what are you wearing around? My toes from all the years of wrestling boots, and I love cowboy boots for years. But, you know, cowboy boots come to a point, and they squeeze your toes. And I was wearing probably a size too small just because I like things to fit snug. And that's not any good for your feet. Since I've been getting those Vibrams, those five-finger toes, and now there's a lot of shoes that are really like Nike. They have for a sneaker, I bought their sneaker that's, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's a Flex Fit or something, but it's very similar to not wearing any kind of, shoe at all because it moves so much with your foot. I would question what are you wearing on your feet? Because we weren't meant to wear anything but, our feet when we were born. So just makes you put them in boots and stuff that makes your feet more cloggy as opposed to mobile. That's why a lot more people are coming out with the sneakers that fit your feet so that you can move your toes and stuff. All I know is I've been wearing the five fingers, and I wear them every day at some point, either my workout or wear them during the day. My toes work so much better. My feet feel so much better. And if your feet feel better, your knees feel better. Your hip feels better. Your back feels better. I mean, the whole foot bone connected to the ankle bone thing, connected to the shin bone, connected to the knee bone. I mean, that's all real. So, you know, I really would like to hear back from you, Diane, if you get an answer to that or if it goes away or whatever. I'm sorry I'm not too helpful on that. Do we have any more questions?
Well, actually, let's go ahead and give this a shot. We've got a little bit of feedback here.
What's the progression on the apps? Have you done any more work with the smartphone apps?
You know, when I was doing the thing, it was a company that, you know, came off like they were aces, and they turned out to be. And then we decided we wanted to do something that was bigger than that, and we're going to go back to it. But right now we're focusing completely on the docu-mercial and our docu-mercials, like the short form that we're doing, because we want it still to be inspiring. You know, of course, you'll know about DDP Yoga and how to purchase it, but invest in it. But the bottom line is I want people to be inspired by what they see. So that's what we're focusing on right now. And we're still 2 months behind where we should be. Like, it should be up and running right now, but it's not. Because there's a handful of us working our ass off, you know.
Are the we got to do this a little bit differently. RVD is trying to call into his show, but why don't we see if we can call into his show? There's a feature on here that we can actually do that. It's something that we've never tried before on this show. But if you guys are game for it, let's give it a shot.
I just want to warn everybody, RVD is the only guy who's worse than me when it has F-bombs. And I said to myself, DDP Radio, but once it goes over to RVD Radio, there'll be a lot of F-bombs flying, I'm sure. So this is if you would like the softer side, you know, RVD is amazingly inspirational, but he's just got an edge to him. If you want to know, Tony Robbins says fuck all the time in his presentation now. It's something he just started doing a few years ago, and he said it goes back to when he was a kid growing up in Venice, when it was a hardcore place, but I think it was just Tony putting an edge to himself, and he can get
Blog
away with
Talk
saying
Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
On DDP Radio today.
And you should.
No, I don't think that's ignorant.
So now we're listening to
the show. What's up, Nikki Starr? Oh, you talking to me, Nikki Starr?
RVD.
You talking to someone else?
I was talking to someone else. Check this out, all right? Look.
Well, this is actually us listening to his show while we're on hold. Let me see if we've got an option here to...
No, did you hit one?
I can't. There's no... We're
you're
on doing
enough
fight?
You don't do enough show.
Let me put that one on hold. We can't hit one because we're on a...
What if I hit one?
Yeah, we're on a screen here, so let me call Officer X, tell him to pick us up.
That is so funny.
I was listening to a train wreck.
You can tell this is something we've never done before.
Hey, it's worth a shot.
Yeah, if that comes through, that's pretty cool. Yeah, but
people weren't rude because I don't allow rudeness on my face, so they were good. And then I talked to somebody who is super wise and whose opinion I trust. He doesn't use on a Facebook that I called him, and he reminded me of this. Okay, first of all...
I got to tell you don't sound nearly as clear as you normally do, by the way.
Is that better?
No.
Let me take out my headset. Hold on.
Okay.
I can take the headset.
So far, this is a disaster.
Justin, I see you on there.
Guys.
I know you want your own time, so hold on a second, brother.
Kill it.
Better?
Kill it.
Way better.
Okay, there we go.
Wow.
Charlie Brown's teacher.
We tried. Okay, guys, thanks for coming in today, Sparky. Stacy, thanks for being on the show with us and Robert. And next week we got Lodi, direct from Raven's Flock. And again, if you haven't voted for the Social Fitness Award, please go there. How do we get there, Sparky?
They need to go to shortyawards.com and look for Social Fitness. It'll be right there.
Shorty Awards.
You can retweet it. You can tell people to keep just retweeting off of my tweet, right? And they can vote it in that account.
Absolutely.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for being on the show. I got to go eat my brazen rabbit right now. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, bud. See ya. Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.